Wisconsin is one of only 10 states that still treats 17-year-old offenders as adults. The proposed change would affect only 17-year-olds who are first-time nonviolent offenders. Milwaukee State Representative Gary Goyke says the change will save money in the long run by keeping young offenders out of the adult system, where studies show they're more likely to become habitual criminals.
We have to give the very best and most effective options for that young person so that they don't become career criminals, they don't become more statistics, and so that we're not stuck paying for them or paying their prison cell for the rest of their life.
County Human Services officials say they support the policy of treating 17-year-olds as juveniles, as long as the state picks up the estimated $10 million in increased costs to house and treat those teens who now wind up in county jails or state prisons. Sarah Diedrich-Kasdorf is a lobbyist for the county's association.
If the true purpose of this legislation is to provide treatment and services to 17-year-old offenders, then it only makes sense to provide the funding needed to offer such treatment and services, and we believe a failure to do so will put all other juveniles at risk.
The Attorney General's Office argues judges already have the option to divert 17-year-olds to drug courts and treatment programs that cost taxpayers less and also keep the teenager out of adult prisons. The Attorney General also says crime victims will have less chance of getting compensation for the crimes 17-year-olds commit if they're no longer treated as adults. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.